Hello, good afternoon, Claire.
Good afternoon, Angela. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Radio Afternoon.
So, what's coming up today?
Well, first, listen to people in the street telling us what they think about J.T. Lawrence's short story, Sticky Finger. It will lead us to more personal stories.
Jesse!
Yes, but their stories don't always end well, as we'll see in Paul Ripple's.
Okay, and who will be Flora's guest today?
She'll receive a present of charity, and after hearing Grace's point of view, they'll discuss over conception.
Thank you, Claire. Before listening to people in the street, and act for you.
I'm so stressed because I have my first date.
You have no problems. Relax.
I don't agree. Your breath is horrible.
Oh my god, I'm going to die.
I have a solution for you. Take one of these gums. You will have a fresh breath in 30 seconds.
Ha! Gum's the best.
This is Radio 37.
Welcome to a book day today to celebrate the short story Sticky Finger Relays. I'm going to ask people on the street what they think about this story, which was a hit. Hello, do you have a minute for me?
Yes.
Have you read Sticky Finger?
Yes, and I really love this story.
Hello, can I disturb you?
Yeah, sure.
Have you read Sticky Finger?
Yes, and it was very bad. I found it to be really boring and the story didn't make sense.
And you, have you read the story?
No, I don't like to read. I find it boring.
And have you ever had problems with the law?
No, I'm a very respectful person. My parents gave me a good education.
I don't know if I can talk about that. I don't want to have more problems.
Yes, I admit having already taken the wheel just after drinking alcohol. Never do that.
Radio 37.
Mom, I'm bored. I don't know what to do.
I know we're going to Alligator Park. Today there are bargain tickets are 50% off.
Oh yes, it's a good deal.
So let's go. I can't wait to be there.
Loic and Amy's mic.
Hello.
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 Today we are going to talk about a story you must already have heard about. A woman was arrested because she had stolen a ring. She was imprisoned. Have you ever been controlled?
Hello, I have already been controlled because that day I was going to take the train, but I had not enough money to take a ticket. So I passed without a ticket, but in the distance I saw a ticket inspector.
Well, you're nervous.
Yes, I'm panicked, and he gave me a fine.
And you, have you already been arrested for another reason?
Yes, because I went to party with my friends. I drank too much alcohol when I had to take my car. Unfortunately for me, the policemen were watching the roads. Then they knew I had drunk and I was on guard.
Did they release you?
Yes, I could go home with their help.
Just like Chicky Finger, Nicolette I stole in the booty shop. The salesperson suspects me, so called the police.
Hello, have you ever stolen anything?
Hello, yes.
What?
I stole a pancake machine while I was shopping with my child. I put the machine under the basket of the stroller. Nobody noticed anything.
Okay, thank you. And you?
Yes, when I was young.
What?
I have already stolen a pen for a whiteboard at school.
Thank you. What about you?
Yes, I walked past the cash machine. The person before me had left his cash on the machine, so I took it.
So bad, but thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, have you ever stolen anything?
No, I have never stolen anything because I would feel too bad.
Really?
Yes.
Radio 37.
I'm tired of being single. I'm going to have a look at this app, Meet Me.
Oh, look at this one. It's perfect for you.
I think you can do better, but he is waiting.
I agree with you. I'm going to send a message to this charming man.
You will tell us how he was in real life.
Sure.
Meet Me and app too much.
This is Radio 37.
Hello everyone. Today our reporter went to jail. He interviewed a prisoner.
Why are you here?
I'm in jail because I robbed a police station to get weapons and top secret info.
How long have you been here?
I've been here for 10 years.
How long will you stay here?
I'll be free in 8 years.
Are you missing something from outside?
I miss my family, in particular my son. He is 10 years old. I never saw him grow up. I also miss my friends. You know, I regret what I have done. I shouldn't have robbed that police station, but I know I have to pay the price.
Thank you for your time.
Goodbye.
Hello, this is Flora Interview. Today we will deal with overconsumption. First, let's listen to Grace.
Hello, today I'm going to talk about a rather sensitive topic in America, overconsumption, because we can notice we're on the best countries in the world, but also on or the biggest consumer. We buy millions of products, for example, which are worth billions for these companies. But we must understand the impact of what we buy. We have to buy less and better. Stop buying without thinking.
Thank you, Grace. Today, our guest is Rebecca. She is the president of a charity that fights overconsumption. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello. Thank you for having me on your show.
What is overconsumption?
It's when you buy too many useless things.
What can we do?
We have to think before we buy and only buy what we need.
Thank you for your advice.
Thank you for listening.
Goodbye.
Thank you for having been with us this afternoon. There has been a real sense of honesty. That's been today's show. We've got some more interesting topics for you tomorrow. Bye, everyone.